Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Baseball action on You Are There Sports this afternoon. It's a gorgeous afternoon here in El Rosa, and we're at Luke Ilias Field in El Rosa. Oh, is that what it is? Oh, it's Saints. Oh, I'm sorry. Saints Field. Luke's just the man in charge I come to with all my questions, so I just assumed the field was named after him. It's the BBE Jaguars and the Piers Pioneers for a pair today in the CMC, and here come the Jaguars out onto the field. They'll be your home team here in Game 1, sporting their royal blue jerseys, gray pants, numerals, and sleeves. And on the hill for head coach Pat Ilias is right-hander Daniel Sabula. Pioneers in the third base dugout. Jaguars are along the first base side as we get set to go here. 322 down the left field line and right field line. 370 to center. Nary a cloud in the sky as Rick Shabluski takes up his position in the first base box. Head coach Dan Sayre is at third, and leading things off will be second baseman Jack Suska when we come back.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Piers Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Field. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piersfreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Stepping into the batter's box to start this ball game is left-handed hitting Jack Suska. And the first pitch from Sabula is in for a strike, and we are underway right on the button at 4 o'clock. Left-handed hitting Jack Suska, getting his first start of the year at second base and leading off in this ball game, takes one low for a ball. Reese Kapsner moves down to number 2 in the order. He'll be catching. And then the starting pitcher, Preston Rushlow. Ground ball, first base. It'll just drift foul as it approached the bag. And Suska heads back to home. One ball, two strikes to Jack, junior third baseman. Behind the dish for the Jaguars is Adam Yeager. First base, Ashton Dingman. And at second, Will Van Beck up high. 2-2, just underway. On the left side of the infield, you've got shortstop Ryan Ilias, and at third, Dylan Meyer. He's up on the grass at third. Up the middle is Ilias at short, as Sabula's 2-2 is a breaking ball, fisted back, and that is going to get out of play. Just to the on-deck circle third base side, where Reese Kapsner awaits his turn. In the Jaguar outfield, left to right, it goes Jackson Peter, Abe Peter, and Cody Lewis. The 2-2 offering, and Jack rolls one up the first baseline. That was up in the zone, and Jack hacked at it and fouled. Two balls, two strikes. It's just an absolutely picture-perfect day, mid-70s. Batting cleanup today will be Austin Dickman. He'll be stationed at third base for Coach Sayers. The DH is Alex Funk, batting for center fielder Jesse Marshick. In the dirt, curveball low, 3-2. Hitting sixth in right field is Colton Bozer. And then it's Brandon Dickman, the first baseman. Isaac Oddie's in left. Peter Schomer, the shortstop. Fastball, ball four outside. Calling balls and strikes is Brent Petermeyer. On the bases, Mike Wadula. And Jack's to first to start the ball game, and it brings up Reese Kapsner. And here's Reese with Rushlow moving on deck. Throw to the bag, and Jack is back. This field familiar to a lot of these guys. This is where the Piers Legion teams rode to the region championship win was begun as there's a bunt laid down and Kapsner is out at first. Good sacrifice. Reese just pegged out there on a 1-3 sack bunt on the play. Siska to second. And here's Preston Rushlow. Jack Siska at second. Kapsner recorded as an out for Faniel Sabula. And now Rushlow will bat. Preston awaits and takes inside for a ball. Close pitch. Austin Dickman on deck. Piers batting top of the first. A pair of six-inning ball games here at Saints Field today. 365 to the alleys. Not much of a breeze. Rushlow ground ball up the middle and flagged down nicely at second. Long throw to get him. That saves a run. Excellent play by Will Van Beck. On the play, Siska to third, but Jack likely would have scored on that one. And there are two down with Siska to third, and the batter's the third baseman, Austin Dickman. Heck of a play in the field there for the Jaguar middle infielder. So here's Austin Dickman. As Sibula tries to leave a man at third after walking Jack Siska, and ball one to Austin. On deck, Alex Funk. Lowell gets by the catcher. No advancement at home, though, for Jack. 2-0. It's Adam Yeager pouncing on that one. Austin in the cleanup spot here. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. The delivery. Fastball, ground ball, left side. Up with it. And Ilias throws him out. And the Jaguars are off the field. No runs, no hits, no errors. Piers leaves a man on base. We'll meet the Jaguar batting order when we return to El Rosa after this.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Cassie Rushlow, a member of the Piers softball team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons a success so far. We would like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With spring sports seasons finally in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Bottom of the first we go, and Preston Rushlow will go to work, and he will face Adam Yeager, left-handed hitting catcher. No score. And Rushlow on the mound, the right-hander, Preston Rushlow. Skips one to home, ball one. Reese Kapsner doing the catching. At first base, Brandon Dickman. Jack Siska at second, Peter Schomert short. Austin Dickman at third as Rushlow fires a fastball on the edge. Strike one called. One ball, one strike. Inside, 2-1. No score. Piers leaves a man at third as Yeager lifts one in the air to left, drifting over and making the catch in left field is Isaac Adi as he crosses across into foul territory. And there's one gone, and here's the shortstop, Ryan Ilias. So a fly out to Isaac Oddi in left. You got Jesse Marshick in center and Colton Bolzer, the right fielder. Another lefty is up there for the Jaguars. And ball one starts the at-bat to Ryan Ilias. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Jackson Peter on deck. Knocking one foul to the screen here in El Rosa. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Another foul. Rushlow battling here. Got him to chase. Strikeout off the plate. And Ilias out on strikes brings up left fielder Jackson Peter. Two up, two down. And the first righty that Rushlow will face stands in. And Preston starts him low. So he's fallen behind 1-0 to each of the first three. Now he's behind 2-0, missed upstairs with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Rushlow goes into his wind and delivers a fastball, chopped to third. This will be Austin Dickman across to brother Brandon, and he throws it away over his head. Kaffner backing things up to hold the runner at first, and it'll be an error on a high throw from third. So here is the cleanup batter and the designated hitter, Evan Wiener. First base runner is allowed after a walk or an error here on the third baseman. Routine play, just threw it high. Wiener bats for Dylan Meyer. And ball one high. One ball, no strikes. Brandon Dickman holds with the runner at first. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning, and the fastball is off the plate. 2-0. Daniel Cibula on deck. Rushlow looks in, peeks over the shoulder, and now turns and goes over to first, diving back in. Runner Jackson Peter. Rushlow wearing number 21 on his jersey. Headed to CLC in Brainerd to play for the Raiders. Long look, still holding, and now the runner goes time granted just as Rushlow rocked into his motion. The runner gets 80% of the way to second and has to come back. No pitch. Tudo to Evan Wiener. Rushlow ready, throws, and close play, but hand sliding back in is Jackson Peter. Spun his wheels a little bit. Reese Kapsner catching. There are two outs, a fly to left and a strikeout, and then the error. And the pitch. Little Fister behind second. This will be the second baseman, Jack Suska, out on the edge of the grass to put it away. No runs, no hits, an error, and a man left after one at Saints Field in El Rosa. Pioneers and Jaguars are scoreless.
Are you ready to feel like the master of the wood-fired grill? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, here to let you know that we now carry Traeger wood-fired grills. Traeger grills are smart, and you'll get the perfect results every single time you cook. You won't get things that taste too smoky, dry, or charred like you can on other grills, and no matter what you cook, it always tastes delicious. So stop in and check out the Traeger grills and all the accessories we have at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Pioneer designated hitter Alex Funk will lead it off in the second inning. He bats for the center fielder Jesse Marshick. No score just underway here at Saints Field in El Rosa. Adam Yeager guns it down to second, and here comes Mr. Funk to the plate.
Now batting number two, Alex Funk.
Colton Bozer and then Brandon Dickman will follow here. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order against Daniel Cibula, who threw 14 pitches, walked a man, and left a runner at third. And the first pitch is a little bit low. Senior Alex Funk. Cibula rocks into the windup, and the righty delivers low again, 2-0. Pioneers have split their last three Central Minnesota Conference doubleheaders. Fouled off, straight back, good swing there by Alex, 2-1, splitting with Maple Lake, Painesville, and Kimball. They came off a big win Friday night at home against Albany, 5-2. Jaguars are 5-6 overall as there's a drive into right. That ball's going to get deep and caught. What a nice running catch out in right field by Cody Lewis. Lewis robs Funk of extra bases. Just extending that arm up and catching it in deep right. One away for the Pioneer right fielder, Colton Bozer. It's about 350 where Alex hit that ball out. There's 365 to the wall as Cibula skips one to home. Most recently for this Jaguar team, they were swept at Maple Lake Thursday, 8-0, 8-5. Strike called, 1-1. Brandon Dickman on deck. As Colton Bozer here, the right fielder. Outside. 2-1. Absolutely gorgeous day. Big roll of pine trees from foul pole to foul pole, providing the hitter's backdrop. Scoreboard is out in left center field as Bozer takes one inside. 3-1. Or 2-1. I believe it's 2-1. Is it 3? Ground ball in the hole. Base hit. Colton Bozer creases one through the left side of the infield. And here's Brandon Dickman, the senior first baseman for Coach Sayre. About a three hopper right through the left side between Meyer and Ilias. And Brandon goes downstairs and lifts a fly ball to center. Easily played there out in right center. Caught by Abe Peter. And Brandon Dickman is out on a pitch. Two outs for Isaac Otte. Batting eighth and playing left field, the Pioneers send Otte up with a man at first in Colton Bozer. Held over at the bag there by Ashton Dingman. And Cibula starts inside. Ball one. Man on, two outs. On deck would be Peter Schomer to complete one trip through the order. Pitch misses low. 2-0 now. Shaking off a side is Daniel Cibula. Short lead and throw over, and scrambling back to the bag is Colton Bozer. Bozer has the only hit in the game, a one-out single here in the second. And now Cibula comes home, and Otte watches one in for a strike. 2-1. Softball teams at home today against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Track team is running in the conference meet down at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. So busy day again. Adi leaves one up and away. 3-1 now to left fielder Isaac Adi. See if they turn Colton loose here on the path. Nope. Ball four is up high. First and second. Second walk for Nathaniel Cibula. And here's Peter Schomer, sophomore shortstop. Peter, a complete game win Friday night under the lights at Helly Field against Albany. And Cibula starts him at the letters for a strike, 0-1. Top of the order, and Jack Suska on deck. Infield will play behind Adi at first with Ashton Dingman. As Cibula looks back to Bozer at second, peaks again, now delivers. Ground ball, left side. Ilias will go to second for the short way for the out. They get a force in the middle and in the inning. No runs, a hit. The Pioneers leave two, and after 1.5 at Saints Field, it's still Piers 0, BBE 0.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We are back at Saints Field in El Rosa and going to the home half of the second inning where right-handed pitching, Nathaniel Cibula will lead it off against Preston Rushlow. 0-0. And the first pitch. Low ball one. 14 pitches now for Rushlow, a strikeout, no walks, has not allowed a hit. Opposite field in the air to left, hanging up for Adi. Comes in and squeezes for the out. Line drive right to left. Brings up the center fielder, Abe Peter. Well hit ball, but Isaac had him played perfectly. Second put out for Isaac Adi out in left. This one, little tougher chance, a line drive right at a fielder, especially off a left-hander's bat. There's a ground ball up the middle and into center. Base hit. First pitch, and Abe Peter shoots it up the middle. And that'll bring up first baseman Ashton Dingman. So it's a hit apiece now here in the second inning. Colton Bozer in the second for the Pioneers, and now Abe Peter up the middle for the Jaguars. Brandon Dickman holds with the runner over at the bag, and the pitch is in for a strike. Another lefty. Boy, the Jaguar lineup loaded with left-handed hitters. Decent lead at first by Peters. The one-strike pitch to Ashton Dingman, batting seventh. High fastball, cut on and missed. 0-2. On deck, another lefty, Cody Lewis, the right fielder. One out and a man aboard, and tossed to the bag and back safely, Abe Peter. The look in, and he threw another one by him. And that's a strikeout. Dingman waves at it, and he's the second out of the inning, and it brings up the right fielder, Cody Lewis, with Will Van Beck on deck. Lewis robbed Alex Funk of a double. Late swing as a heater thrown by him, 0-1. Peter still at first. That's Abe Peter, the Jaguar center fielder, rifled a single up the middle. Now Rushlow steps off the back of the rubber. One strike, Rushlow ready. Ooh, there goes my stat sheet. Throw it to the bag. Thank you. Strike two is called to Lewis at the knees. No balls, two strikes. Pioneers return home for a doubleheader on Thursday against Howard Lake Waverly Winston as the two-strike pitch is left up by Lewis. One and two. Scoreless here in El Rosa on the prairie in Stearns County. Beautiful field here. Swing and a miss, breaking ball, and Capser will put the tag on the back of Lewis to register the out. For the Jaguars, no runs, one hit. That man is stranded, and after two complete at Saints Field, it's Pierce 0, BBE 0 on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
We go back to the top of the order, Jack Suska to start things off. 0-0, Pierce BBE, game one of two. Jack walked and was left at third base in the first. And a strike is in from Thaniel Sabula. His 32nd pitch. He has walked a couple. It's given up one hit, a Colton Bozer single in the second. Curveball knocked to second. Nice hop there for Will Van Beck, who throws him out. And there's one away. And now catcher Reese Kapsner will hit. Reese with a sacrifice bunt his first time up. He'll be swinging away here. And Thaniel Sabula ready. Starts him low, ball one. Dug out by Adam Yeager. Here's Sabula's wind and delivery. Fastball cut on and fouled off the mask of catcher Yeager. 1-1, or I think it got the umpire, maybe Brent Petermeyers. He'll walk a new baseball out to pitcher Thaniel Sabula. Brent Petermeyer from Browerville, Minnesota. The 1-1 pitch on the way again. And that is inside for a ball. 2-1 to Reese Kapsner. Reese reaches for one. Lifts it to Lewis in right. No, that's not Lewis. They got a new right fielder out there now. It's caught. Brings up the pitcher, Rushlow. It's not Cody Lewis out there anymore, is it? Who is it? Ben Schumann? Gotcha. Here's Rushlow now. Preston with a bounce out to second in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike from Thaniel Sabula to Preston Rushlow, evening the count at 1-1. Low, 2-1. If Preston reaches, Austin Dickman scheduled up. We're in the top of the third, no score. Next pitch. Knocked foul into the netting. 2-2. balls, two strikes. Cibula to Rushlow here. And there's a swing and a miss. Went after a high fastball. Cibula picks up a strikeout, his first, and it ends the inning. Three up, three down. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Jaguars will start with the number nine hitter in their order, Will Van Beck, when we come back.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Well, Preston Rushlow fires one pitch to get Will Van Beck to hit back to the mound, and there's one quick out here in the third, and it goes to the top of the order now, and their catcher, Adam Yeager. Yeager takes one low, ball one. He flew out to left fielder Isaac Oddie in the first. Yeager, the Class A 152-pound state wrestling champion for the Jaguars. Little high, 2-0. Rushlow now with 27 pitches. And a strike. 2-1 to Yeager with Ryan Ilias on deck. Rushlow rocks and fires. Another fastball, slider swung on and missed. Good break on that ball. 2-2 to Yeager. No score here in the home half of the third inning, so we're almost halfway through this ball game now in a six-inning contest. Low. Full count to Yeager. Preston hasn't walked anybody. He's allowed one hit, an Abe Peters single. Ball four, now he's walked somebody. Yeager to first, Ilias to the plate.
Now batting for BBB, number 24, Ryan Ilias.
Ryan with a strikeout in the first inning. One on, one out. Jaguars have now had a runner each of the first three innings against Rushlow. An error, a single, and now a walk. There goes the runner. Ball is bunted. Rushlow will have one play. That's the first. The out is recorded there. It's the second.
Now batting for the Jaguars, number 7, Jackson Victor.
So the runner, Yeager, now at second with two outs, and the batter is Jackson Peter, the left fielder, who reached on a throwing error, third to first, back in the first inning. Rushlow will try and leave a runner in scoring position. And he burns a fastball in, so Preston's got both assists here on a Van Beck grounder back to the mound and then a bunt back to the mound. And ahead in the count here, no balls, one strike. Swing and a miss. 0-2 on deck, Evan Wiener, the designated hitter. Yeager gets his lead, checks the infielders, make sure they're not sneaking in. Pioneers love to pick off. There's a fly ball to right towards the line, into foul territory. Colton Bolzer near the bullpen has it for the out. Boser tracks into foul territory to put it away and end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Yeager stranded at second. We've completed three at Saints Field. Still looking for a run here between the Pioneers and Jaguars.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street.
Back at Saints Field, no score. We head to the fourth. Leading things off for the Pioneers, third baseman Austin Dickman against Daniel Cibula. Austin Dickman. First time up, Austin grounded to short. And Cibula ready to deal. And taking low, ball one. 4-5-6 for head coach Dan Sayers. Batting order here in the fourth. Ground ball and down the line to third base hit. Dickman rips one by Meyer between the bag and the glove for a leadoff single.
Now batting number two, Alex Funk.
And Alex Funk, see if this is a bunting situation here. They're going to run first of all for Brandon. Coming in to run is Terrell Shaw. Shaw running at first. So Alex Funk will bat and likely bunt here. He squares and got it down up the first base line. Cibula will gather it up and throw to first. Good execution by Alex Funk to move Terrell Shaw up a base. One away, and here's right fielder Colton Boser, who singled into left field back in the second. Trying to bring home the game's first run, which is pinch runner Terrell Shaw out at second base. Cibula readies, looks Shaw, and skips one to home plate. Good block by Yeager. Plenty of room to the screen in the backstop here at Saints Field to advance. Shaw steps off his lead out at the bag, and Boser awaits. Ooh, gets buzzed up high. Bails out of there, 2-0. Single and a bunt here, Dickman and Funk executing. And now Boser chops one to third. Meyer knocks it down, picks it up, throws, and still had time. Ball handcuffed the third baseman, Dylan Meyer, over there, but found the ball at his feet, and no chance for Shaw to move up as the ball was right at the third base bag, and now it's up to Brandon Dickman, the first baseman, who went out on a fly ball to center on the first pitch he saw. Last time up, only time up. Goes after the first pitch here and swats it into the net. Big uppercut swing by senior Brandon Dickman, 0-1. We're in the fourth, no score. Pioneers left Jack Suska at third in the top of the first. Colton Boser stranded at second in the second. They went 1-2-3 in the third. Now they've got a man at second with two outs here. Long look to second now, the pitch, and it's a chopper to third. Meyer has that one come off the glove. He'll have to hurry, and he is not going to get it there this time. That'll be an error at third. And Shaw to third. Dickman keeps the inning alive, putting the ball in play. And that'll get Isaac Adi a chance. It went right off the heel of the glove. And that time it bounced far enough away from Meyer. So Adi now with Shaw at third. And Isaac hits it in the air to left, right at the left fielder out there. That is put away by Jackson Peter to end the threat. Pioneers no runs, a hit, a Jaguar error, and men left at the corners. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, Jaguars will have Wiener, Cibula, and Peter due up.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with Brilliant Cedars for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Designated hitter Evan Wiener leads off here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch high, next pitch in for a strike. 1-1. He popped up to second baseman Jack Suska, ending the first inning. 0-0 our score. Down low from Rushlow to Wiener. Two balls and a strike. And Preston, who works at a very nice, crisp pace. There's a little knock out to second. Suska fields the in-between hop and throws him out. Suska to Dickman to retire Wiener to start the fourth. And it brings up pitcher Thaniel Cibula. That was a ball off the end of the bat that had a lot of English on it, and it hit the dirt and kind of spun a little bit. And Jack able to corral it, and still with the short throw from second in time. Swing and a miss by Cibula, who lined out to Adi in left field. His only time up, that was leading off the second. Rushlow works ahead in the count here, 0-1. And there's one rolled up the first baseline. It'll drift foul, 0-2. On deck, Abe Peter. He's got the only BBE hit so far. Left-handed hitting pitcher, Thaniel Cibula. Low. 1-2. Jaguars have left 3 on base. Pioneers 5 stranded so far. And Rushlow okays the sign. Goes up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jaguars have had one man get to second. That was Yeager in the third inning. And now Cibula moved off the plate as it came down at the feet. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chopper into left, and it'll drop for a hit. Opposite field single, Cibula with the second hit. And it brings up the center fielder, Abe Peter. So both times, Cibula has gone that way to left, once lining out and now singling into left field. And it brings up Abe Peter, who singled right over the second base bag back in the second. We'll see what the Jaguars want to do here. And the swing and a miss by Peter. 0-1. No movement on the bases that time. Austin Dickman is playing a deep third. Brandon Dickman is holding with the runner over at first. Rushlow keeps an eye on him. And there's a chopper to the third baseman, Austin Dickman, up with it across to big brother Brandon for the out. Tumbling over the bag is Abe Peter, and he's thankfully up and okay. And on the play, Cibula now at second with two down, and the batter is the first baseman for BBE, Ashton Dingman, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Schomer at short, Suska at second, the two middle infielders kind of keeping the runner closer to the bag as first pitch in for a taken strike, 0-1 to Dingman. Ben Schumann on deck. Runner leads. The pitch is swung on and missed. About letter-high fastball that he couldn't catch up to, and it's 0-2. Pioneers trying to get to the fifth. Still scoreless here. It's 0-0. Two outs, two strikes to the hitter. Russell delivers and struck him out swinging. That's all for the Jaguars. We head to the fifth with no score.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Save huge on select premium Android phones with Verizon now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in now and take advantage of up to $300 savings on premium Android phones. Save $300 on the Samsung S9 Plus, Google Pixel 2 XL, and the Moto Z2 Force. Or save $200 on the Samsung S9. Deals like these don't come along often, so hurry in before it expires. For big savings on premium Android phones, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Shortstop Peter Schomer takes a strike after shortening up to bunt on the first pitch from Thaniel Cibula. And it's an 0-1 count to Peter, who is grounded out to short in his only at-bat. A forced play that ended inning two. 0-0 our score. We're in El Rosa today. Home field of the Jaguars of Belgrade, Bruton El Rosa. Top of the order, Jack Suska, and then Reese Kapsner due up. Here's the 1-1 offering. Lace to left. Is it going to hang up? No, it burns the left fielder. It got over his head, and Schomer will go to second and round and check in there. Now they're going to say ground rule double as the left fielder throws up his arms. Jackson Peter saying it got under the mesh. And Peter wisely keeps running, touches home. And now the umpire will have to go out and check. And make sure that it is indeed. Underneath the mesh. So Schomer cracks one over the head of Jackson Peter. And now Peter will be sent back to second on the ground rule double. So a leadoff two-base hit for Peter Schomer. Third Pierce hit off Cibula. And it turns the order over to Jack Suska. In a six-inning ball game, this could be considered late in the game now. Fifth, scheduled for six, and it changes the strategy. See if Jack is going to lay one down here. Jack has walked and grounded out to second. And Jack is an excellent bunter. Maybe as good as the Pioneers have on the team. He's also the top hitter, one of the top hitters. So you've got your options here for Suska. No sign of squaring away. And he lines it off the glove of the shortstop, Ilias. He won't have a play. That'll be a base hit. Suska swinging away with the shortstop up the middle to hold the runner close. Otherwise, that would have been cleanly into center. He just got the end of the glove on it. That's a couple of fine plays by middle infielders. Van Beck made one in the first inning to take a hit away from Rushlow. And now the batter's Reese Kapsner with two on, nobody out. And Reese gets a bunt down to third. One play, and it is no play. He doesn't make a throw, and they're loaded as Kapsner hustling out of the box is safe without a throw. And Rushlow will bat with the bases full, nobody out. The bunt to the third base side. And now it's Schomer at third, Suska at second, Kapsner at first with nobody out. And Cibula drops one in for a called strike, 0-1. Preston has grounded to second on a fine play by Van Beck to take a hit away and then struck out to end the third. Ground ball, second baseman Van Beck will come home. They'll get the force. So, Schomer forced out on a fielder's choice, 4-2. Yeager just had to keep the foot on the plate to accept the throw and get the four. Suska out of third. Kapsner up to second. Rushlow aboard at first, and the batter is Austin Dickman. And he takes one off the plate for a ball, 1-0. Base hit down the left field line last time up for Austin. Ground ball to third. They're going to come home again and get a force. Throw to first is not in time, and that's down the line, and that'll score Suska. Almost an inning-ending double play. Instead, it results in the game's first run.
Now batting number two, Alex
Cole. Dickman on a fielder's choice to force out Jack Suska at the plate. Reese Kapsner scores. Rushlow ends up at third. And then the E on the throw brings home the run. And the batter is Alex Funk in a now 1-0 lead. Runners at the corners. Inside ball one. Alex has flown out and bunted for a sacrifice. Swings through that pitch, and it's a strike, 1-1. A couple of forces at home on ground balls to the drawn-in infield. And now Alex awaits the 1-1 Cibula pitch. Low kicks away. Yeager doesn't see it. Now it's spotted behind the batter Funk towards the Pioneer dugout. 2-1. Wasn't really that far away, and the runner at third was not going to come home.
Come on, Jake. Heads up, guys. Come on. Here's some chatter.
And here is the set by Alex Funk on the play. Dickman did go to second. There's a ground ball to short, and the throw to first is in time. Funk and the Pioneers retired. And that's all for the Pioneers. At the end now of 4.5, we go to the bottom of the fifth. The Pioneers get a run, and they do it on 3 hits and an error, and they leave 2. Bottom of the fifth, we'll have 8-9-1, starting with Ben Schumann leading off for the Jaguars. Piers 1, BBE 0.
Save huge on select premium Android phones with Verizon now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in now and take advantage of up to $300 savings on premium Android phones. Save $300 on the Samsung S9 Plus, Google Pixel 2 XL, and the Moto Z2 Force. Or save $200 on the Samsung S9. Deals like these don't come along often, so hurry in before it expires. For big savings on premium Android phones, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go.
Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
First pitch is a ground ball out towards short, fielded and thrown nicely by Schomer in front of the bag. One pitch, one out, and Ben Schumann is out number one. Just the 51st pitch for Rushlow. And it'll bring up second baseman Will Van Beck, who has hit back to the pitcher. 1-0 Pioneers here, bottom of five. Foul back. One strike to the second baseman. 0-1 pitch from Rushlow. Four strikeouts and a walk in 4 1/3. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
It's called You Are There Sports.
Two strikes. Top of the order, Jaeger to follow. Kapsner with the sign. Here's the delivery by Rushlow. Popped up. Reese coming back to the screen, and he runs out of room. It's onto the roof. Still 0-2.
Thank you.
Pierce gets a run on an error in the top half of this inning. Three straight hits loaded the bases, then a couple of ground balls to result in forces at the plate. The second one, they tried to get an inning-ending home-to-first double play, but ball is scalded. The first baseman, Brandon Dickman, just has to stick out the glove, and Van Beck lines out. Hard hit, but right to Brandon Dickman for the second out. Top of the order now, Adam Jaeger, who has walked and flown to left. And Rushlow will start him low. Ball one with a fastball. Preston has struck out four, walked one. He's thrown a two-hitter so far. Off speed, this will be Jack Suska. Down on a knee to first in time. Good inning. Three up, three down. Matter of fact, it's the first time the Jaguars have gone in order this afternoon. We go to the final inning, this top of the sixth coming up. Pierce leading BBE 1-0 in El Rosa. It'll start with right fielder Colton Bozer.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Cassie Rushlow, a member of the Pierce softball team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons a success so far. We would like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With spring sports seasons finally in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Right fielder Colton Bolzer leads off the sixth. Pierce leading 1-0 here in El Rosa against BBE. And Colton takes high. Two balls, no strikes. Bolzer with a second inning single and a ground out to third. In the fourth inning, one for two against Thaniel Sabula, who got the outside corner called there. 2-1. Pierce gets an unearned run in the top of the fifth. It's 1-0. Brandon Dickman and Isaac Oddie to follow. That one's in for a strike as well. Back-to-back strikes here called against Colton Bolzer from Thaniel Cibula. I've got him now for unofficially 68 pitches, a strikeout and two walks. Curveball spins Colton out of the box. Full count. Pioneers with five hits in the ball game to two for the Jaguars. Here's the payoff. Ball four sends Bolzer to first with a leadoff walk. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Brandon Dickman. So Bolzer gets aboard for the second time. Single and now a free pass. And Brandon Dickman will look to break out of a slump here. Brandon has flown out and reached on an error. 0 for 2. Shows bunt. Got a good one down. Dickman, excellent execution. Pitcher to first for the sacrifice. Good job, Brandon Dickman. And now Isaac Oddie with Bolzer to second. Oddie has walked, flown to left. Big run out there at second if the Pioneers can get him home against Cibula. And Cibula misses high, ball one. Pioneers up 1-0 as we look to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-3-4 for the Jaguars order. Oddie ropes one down the line to left, but curls foul. Oh, he turned that one around and sent a loud line drive down the left field line. Just tailed foul. 1-1 the count. That likely would have scored Bolzer from second if it stays fair. It was headed to the corner, but just curled foul. Peter Schomer on deck. Next pitch from Cibula with the shortstop Ilias coming in behind and alertly back without a tag is Colton Bolzer, who walked, moved up on a Brandon Dickman bunt. 1-0 Pioneers, one out here. And the pitch to Isaac Oddie, outside corner. 1-2. Right-hander Thaniel Cibula has pitched well today. Bolzer out there at second. Oddie readies at the plate to see the next pitch. And he hits this one. This one will get down in the left field corner. That'll bring Bolzer around to second. Oddie, and he is driven in a big run with a double into the corner. Isaac Oddie makes it 2-0. Kept that one inside the line and roped it into the corner. Bolzer scores easily. Big hit for Isaac Oddie. And it brings up the shortstop, Schomer. But first, there's going to be a change of pitchers. It looks like Coach Ilias is asking for the left fielder, Jackson Peter, to come in from left. So we'll see if that is the only change. Cibula looks like he is jogging out to left. So a change of arms here for the Jaguars as the double by Oddie makes it 2-0 Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40, and a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers.
Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Peter Schomer facing Jackson Peter here to start the new pitcher's rotation as first pitch misses ball one. Next pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Cibula goes out to left. Isaac Otte's double into the left field corner. Chases home Colton Bozer, and the Pioneers now lead the Jaguars 2-0 in the sixth with one out. A man at second, the look in, and the pitch by Peter. Right-hander sails high. 2-1. Looks like he's got a little more zip on the fastball. Top of the order, Siska on deck. The leadoff walk comes in to score. Bozer took a free pass. Dickman moved him up with a bunt and then the double. And now Schomer, who's got a double of his own, hit one under the mesh for a ground rule double last time up, is now ahead in the count, 3-1 against Jackson Peter. Van Beck will hold the runner close to the bag. Here's the 3-1 fastball, and it is ball four up and away. First and second for Jack Siska. Base hit off of the shortstop's glove last time up. He is 1-for-2 with a walk. He was forced at home plate on a play in the fifth inning when back-to-back ground balls resulted in forced plays at home, and the Pioneers loaded the bases with no outs. And Siska watches a strike come in from Peter. Jackson Peter, 0-1. Abe Peter, center fielder. Are they brothers? Jack takes low down at the feet. Ball and a strike. So Piers adding a big run here. And there's more to be had out there with a man at second, man at first. High from Peter to Siska, 2-1. Reese Kapsner is on deck. Middle infielders will squeeze the middle as Adi the lead runner. Schomer behind him at first, and now it's high again, 3-1 to Jack Siska. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Jack goes after it and knocks it foul into a yard behind the third base dugout. Full count. 3-2 to Jack Siska. Tom Otte was headed after that one to retrieve it, but he wants to see the at-bat finish. There's a ground ball right side. And the out to first on the play. Both Adi and Schomer move up. So Siska advances the runners with a grounder to the right side. Two down for Reese Kapsner with the first base open now. Reese has a sacrifice, a bunt single, and a run scored. He's also flown out. Two big runners out there for Reese Kapsner to try and make this a four-run lead. Good speed out of the bases. Reese takes one low, ball one. Rush low on deck. Outfield plays straight away. Junior Reese Kapsner at the plate. And there's one at the knees, outside corner. Called a strike, 1-1. Adi at third, Schomer at second, two down. Jackson Peter readies and delivers. Low, good stop by Yeager. Right out in front of home plate. The ball bounds, 2-1. Reese looking for his big RBI producing hit here. 2-1 delivery. Little bit high, 3-1. First base is open. As Jackson Peter working against Reese Kapsner here. Reese scalds one. Illies with a fine play at short. Backhand throws him out. Oh, the home plate umpire is going to call safe. The base ump called him out. The home plate umpire immediately said safe. The toe was off the bag, so the Jaguars are off the field. The Pioneers just keep running, boys. They're going to say out. So the out stands. Fine play at short by Ryan Ilias. A hard one-hopper backhanded. The question was if the toe came off the bag by Ashton Dingman, and it's ruled to have stayed on the bag. But the Pioneers get a run on an RBI double by Isaac Oddie, and they go to the bottom of the sixth, now leading 2-0 with three outs to get a win here in El Rosa.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
Last chance for the Jaguars. They now trail 2-0.
Now batting for the Jaguars,
number 4. As Ryan Ilias, the shortstop, will try and start something on the Jaguars' side of the ledger against Preston Rushlow. A sacrifice bunt last time up and a strikeout against Rushlow so far. Preston has allowed two hits in the ballgame. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one on pitch number 58 unofficially for Rushlow. Jackson Peter and then Evan Wiener do up. Low in the dirt. 1-1. Back to work, Russell fastballs, knocked back into the net. Ball and two strikes. Back home in Piers, softball action this afternoon. The Pioneers lead Long Prairie Greigle 2-0 in the top of the third. Here's Russell's 1-2 pitch to Ryan Ilias. Low. Again, I got a piece of Reese. 2-2 the count. Pioneers, two runs on six hits, one error. They've left nine on base this afternoon here in game one. No runs, a couple of hits, and an error for the Jaguars with four stranded. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout to start the sixth. Strikeout number five for Rushlow, and it'll bring up the pitcher, Jackson Peter. He's reached on an error and flown out to foul territory, the right fielder, Colton Boser, near the bullpen. Changes speeds and got it across. 0-1 to Jackson Peter. Base is empty. One out, sixth inning. Pop foul, gets out of play. Two strikes over the first base dugout. We're up above the first base dugout here, about 70 feet up the first base line. Good vantage point as Rushlow ahead. No balls, two strikes, and the senior righty just missed inside. Close pitch taken. Peter with a good eye. 1-2. Evan Wiener on deck. Rushlow, 1-2 pitch in the dirt to even the count. 2-2. Pioneers 2, Jaguars 0. Game 1 of this doubleheader. Low. Full count. Got ahead 0-2. Now in danger of putting him on, which would bring the tying run to the plate. 3-2 pitch as Preston holds that glove up, and he walked him. Put him on. Second walk, and it'll get the cleanup batter and the potential tying run to the plate in Evan Wiener, the designated hitter. He's popped to second and grounded to second today. And he represents the tying run here in a 2-0 ball game. On deck, left fielder Thaniel Cibula. First pitch is in for a strike. 0-1. Brandon Dickman holds with the runner at first, Peter. Another fastball, and it's in for strike two. Back-to-back called strikes to Evan Wiener. Rush low from the set, the senior righty. Just a little bit inside. 1-2. Tried to get one on the inside corner at the knees. 1-2, the count to Evan Wiener. He bats for third baseman Dylan Meyer as the DH. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout. And there are two down. And it'll bring up left fielder Thaniel Cibula as the last chance. So a couple of strikeouts here in the sixth, and that rises Preston's total to 6 in the ballgame. Lefty Cibula at the plate. Line drive, second base. Suska leaps up, makes a catch, and ends the ballgame. Pioneers shut out BBE 2-0 in game one. Pioneers will become the home team now in game two. We'll wrap up this one and get ready for the second contest after these words.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Game one of the CMC doubleheader goes to the Pioneers by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Pierce. They leave 9 on base. No runs, 2 hits. And Jaguars commit a couple of errors. And they leave a total of 5. A complete game win on a 2-hit shutout for Preston Rushlow. Preston fans 6, walks 2. 73 pitches unofficially. Thaniel Cibula goes the first 5 1/3. He'll be tagged with a loss. He allows 2 runs. 1 of them earned. 6 hits. A strikeout. 3 walks. And I had him for 64 pitches. Jackson Peter got the final 2 outs. Walked 1 batter. Faced 3 through 16 pitches. So it was scoreless until the 5th when the Pioneers loaded the bases. Nobody out. And then back-to-back infield grounders. They got forces at the home, but on the second one they tried to end the inning with a home to first double play and the ball sailed down the right field line, and that scored Reese Capser to make it 1-0. Pioneers got an insurance run in the 6th on an RBI double by Isaac Adi to score Colton Bolger, and that was it for runs. 2-0 Pioneers win over the Jaguars. Pierce will now become the home team for the second game of the doubleheader, and that'll come up in about 15 minutes here or about 5:30. So Pioneers win game one, 2-0. We'll be back with us on game two on You Are There Sports at 5:30.